He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Guess what?
What?
It's a new year.
It sure is. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and to everyone out there in SNU land. You know, this is our third year now that we've been involved with SNU, and it's been a great experience, and I have met just some unbelievable people through the experience.
Yes, we've had some great guest speakers. It's been 3 years? Holy Toledo's.
Well, this is our 20th edition.
Wow.
So I guess we're going into our third year.
Unbelievable.
But it's 2004, and I'm looking forward to a great year, a healthy year, a strong year, a great year of fitness. How about you?
And you're competing this year too, aren't you?
That's right.
In
coming
March.
Up in March.
Me too.
Western Canadian Masters title.
Oh my God. And isn't it, don't you want to become Mr. Universe at some point? And does that mean that the family has to call you Mr. Universe? Is that the deal?
That's my primary intention. I want everyone to roll the red carpet and say, enter Mr. Universe.
Oh my God.
No, it's the Western Canadian, then the Canadian regionals first, and then the Canadians in May at the FAME Canada show in
mm-hmm,
Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will give me 1 year from that date in 2005. That's my target focus, to put on a little extra muscle mass and just to achieve the goal that I have or the objective I have in mind.
Well, where's the Mr. Universe? Where's that? Natural, of course.
Yeah, it's natural, drug tested. There's a polygraph. I believe it's in Georgia, Atlanta, in September of 2005.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, it's good to have goals and something to work for.
Yeah, so, and it's a new year, so now it's time to make your fitness goals and your health goals and your lifestyle goals, right?
Absolutely.
So there you go.
So what's cooking?
So what's cooking? I'd like to talk turkey. And we're not talking about you, honey. Or any of my friends and family. We're talking a real gobble-gobble turkey here. Okay. So because I guess, you know, the funny thing about turkey is I can remember when I was a kid, and that was a long time ago, you could only get turkey at Christmas, on Thanksgiving, or on Easter, right?
Special occasions.
Exactly. Now you can get turkey 365 days a year. So what we do, or what
I get a turkey 365 days a year.
All right, already. I'm talking about cooking. So anyway, I didn't think that was very funny. So anyway, I make a turkey once a week, right? I make about 15-pound turkey.
This is not traditional because most people, like you say, wait for these special occasions. But turkey is one of the most nutritious foods around.
And it's good for every blood type.
Yes.
Blood type O, blood type A, blood type B, and blood type AB.
Good point.
I think it's a great one. I always have good points. So, yeah, that's what I do. And I just put it, and I don't stuff it and make the mashed potatoes and gravy and all that with it. No, those are just special, special occasions.
Although I know you would like to.
Oh, yeah. But it's too. I get too acidic, though. It doesn't make me feel good when I do. I love those flavors, but it just doesn't work well on my system.
Well, people think it's the tryptophan in turkey that makes you sleepy. Hello. No, it's the gravy and the carbohydrates after combined with the turkey that make everyone feel so drowsy. Not the turkey itself. Just try eating a chunk of turkey by itself.
Yeah.
And believe me, it'll pep you up.
Yeah, that's what I had last night. So right as we speak, I am making a turkey soup, right? I've had some lentils into it. I see because I boiled the bones last night. And then I skimmed off all the fat.
Yes.
I kept it in the fridge. And then I picked off all the bones today. I just put water in it with some sage and some garlic and some onion and some carrot and leek and zucchinis and anything I've got left.
And you didn't use tap water?
No, I didn't use tap water.
You used the pure.
Of course not. What else did I say? I put in a ground pepper and Celtic sea salt. That's my new thing now, the Celtic sea salt.
And sometimes you'll grab stuff out of the fridge that's just about near the end and throw that into the pot as well.
I'm surprised you didn't jump in. Yes, exactly. Just whatever is cilantro, parsley, whatever you feel like having, right? I added lentils today. Sometimes I do pearl barley. Sometimes I add organic brown rice or whatever. I don't do pasta. I don't put pasta in there because you won't let me. Although I'd love to put some pasta in, but you don't let me, so that's okay. We don't go there.
I think there's better alternatives.
Yes, exactly. We have a huge turkey, and there's five of us at home, so it doesn't really last too long. So we have a big meal, right? And then the next day we pick at it, and I can do a stir fry, and then I do the soup. So I get we get three decent meals out of a $25 $30, $40 turkey. You can get free run turkeys and organic turkeys. They can go a little bit more, like a little lot more expensive.
Yes.
But it really is a great buy, and it's easy to prepare. And all I do is I just stick the whole turkey. I wash it with cold water, stick it in a pot that's got a cover on it. I add some garlic powder, and I massage it in. That's the key. That's what my girlfriend says. That's what you do. You massage it in. And
you put oil on top of the skin, don't you?
Some sage. And, yeah, I rub a little bit of extra virgin olive oil just all around. You know.
Now, when you're massaging that turkey with the oil on top, does that make you feel good?
Oh. You know what I used to do? I shouldn't tell anybody this, but you know, I remember when at Christmas time when we had my mom would put the turkey and it was thawing out in the sink. It was a huge 25-pound turkey, and I was just a little tiny thing. I would go around and pick it up by the drumsticks and dance with it in the kitchen.
Oh my God!
And to this day, I am still dancing with turkeys. Anyway,
well, I'd like you to massage me like a turkey with that olive oil.
Okay, that's enough. Never mind. Why do we always go there? Okay, so that's what I like to do with the turkey. And I think that everybody should try to get into doing that. I just stick it in the oven for about 300, for about 2 hours, and it steams it. And it comes out, just melts off the bone, doesn't it?
Unbelievable, delicious. Everyone likes to dig into that thing. So the final analysis is, again, oppose convention. Just because everyone else has a turkey once or twice or three times a year, rethink the issue. And why not think about having turkey like every week or every couple of weeks?
Right. And they sell turkey breast. That's very, very expensive, isn't it? Just to have a huge, big turkey breast separately when they package it.
Yes.
Or the legs or the drumsticks or whatever. But the thing is, when you buy the whole turkey, you get the full.
Yeah, and when you cook the bones and you boil them up, you get mm-hmm. that marrow, you get minerals. The soup is unbelievably therapeutic. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the homemade soups that you make are actually a form of medicine that we could extend to. Well, you've done that. Mm-hmm. You know, when we know that someone in the family or one of our friends is ill, we'll take some of your homemade soup over, and that is better than any drug that they can take.
And I don't add any of those.
Better than any flu shot, too.
I don't add any of those little cubes of chicken, oxo, whatever they are. I don't add anything like that at all. And, you know, and it's not, I mean, because I find those are very high in sodium, you know, like those
high
chicken
in sodium
stock,
chemicals. Yeah, again, another fabrication for convenience. Yeah. Let's go back to, in this case, tradition is valuable.
Yeah.
Let's learn how to do things right and do things because they work.
And I put mega garlic in, so, I mean, everybody's happy. People don't even know they're having it. So there you go.
So let's get into a review of the special guest, and let's talk about last month's special guest.
Well, last month's special guest was Dr. Michael Horowitz. He's a chiropractor from Vancouver at the Highcroft Medical Center on Granville Street. And one thing that I really enjoyed that he said is because I'm a firm believer in chiropractic care. I've been going since I was 14. And, you know, people say to me, I don't believe in going to the chiropractor. I don't believe in it. Well, he said, chiropractic is not a belief. It's an art and a science, and it works. And that, I thought that was an excellent, excellent line that he said.
It sums it up.
It sure does. You know, I'm a believer in it. So.
It's not about whether you believe in it or not. It's like the force of gravity.
Right.
It exists.
Didn't Michael go, Michael, your son, go to see Michael Horowitz?
I took him for an assessment. It was excellent. I just sat there and observed. And here's my son being exposed to Michael's professional demeanor, and it was extremely educational. He had the charts on the wall. We looked at the spine. We looked at the muscular system. He pinpointed some of the concerns that he had with Michael's physique, and Michael's very tall, and he's an ectomorph, so he's prone. Michael said that his bones had grown up very quickly, and his muscles were sort of trying to catch up, so he could expect to see more development and completion at a later time. And that made Michael feel very good. Michael, my son.
It made sense to him because he's a brainiac academic, right?
Exactly.
So he needed to be, you know, because some people don't need this explained to them, but he needed that to explain because he was a little shy and he'd heard some negative things regarding chiropractic. So
bone breakers, bone crushers, all that kind of thing.
He'd
had some negative feedback from someone in his family that experienced the negative experience.
Right. Now, just like anybody else, if you go to see any kind of doctor or do whatever you're going to be doing in the alternative health care, you need to find out a reputable professional, right?
Absolutely.
So Michael Horowitz was a really great interview.
So thumbs up for chiropractic medicine.
Thumbs up. Well, I've always had my thumb up.
Well, I guess
my thumb up. I've
yeah,
always
but
had my up thumb
what?
Up. Yes, I know. Okay.
Okay. So next month's special guest.
Our next month's special guest is Dr. Gina Nick. Gina is a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and she's a recognized researcher in the area of complementary and alternative medicine. She's recently been honored with a nomination in Marquee's 57th edition of Who's Who in America.
Wow.
Neat, huh? She's a researcher and a formulator of a variety of highly reputable nutritional supplements. So she'll give you a run for your money, honey. She's an author, and she holds a regular column in the Townsend Letter. And Dr. Nick is also one of your advisors for your CSNA educational program.
Absolutely. And, you know, I wanted to bring in the female gender as an advisor because of how a woman sees things sometimes a little bit differently.
Like
than
a
men.
Little a lot different
right.
but than a man.
A lot of the experts in the sports nutrition field, I'm talking about the promoters, the speakers, the formulators, a lot of them are men. And so I'm trying to encourage more female participation. And as a consequence of that, that will also attract more balance in the population that comes to listen and hear females talking about the female role in health and exercise and nutrition.
Well, how did you get to know her? How did you find her to be one of your advisors?
Well, I subscribed to the Townsend Letter, and I was reading her regular article, and I was very impressed with the content. She's an excellent writer, and she has a way of addressing the simplicity of whole food and combining it with the science and logic that really attracted me. Plus, when I saw her picture, I said, now there's someone that looks the part, okay? And believe it or not, this is not common. There's a lot of physicians and health practitioners that do not train with intensity. They don't train and they're not fit. The science of health demands that you maintain a physical form that is strong and lean and
right.
healthy, right?
Right.
It's
and
not just about eating food.
No. And that person that is promoting it and educating people and lecturing and writing about it should.
The old paradigm yeah. is gone. The new paradigm is we need to model
right.
through leadership
right.
what the effects of what we're preaching about
right.
can do for exactly. somebody.
And coaches too. You know, you've got these coaches that are out there that couldn't run like a meter if they had to, you know?
Yeah,
so
it still is there, but it's dying, and, yeah. and we've got to continuously revoke the old standard and tolerate nothing except what we can benefit ourselves. We need to see that
exactly.
in the leadership.
Yeah.
I think that's what's wrong with a lot of the leadership on the governmental level as
yeah.
well, especially health ministers, et cetera.
Okay, that's another story, dear.
Exactly. Okay, so let's look forward to that special guest interview. And I certainly do. And what is your hot topic?
My hot topic. Ooh, I'm drinking a nice cup of tea that Len has made for me. He's our manager director. The holidays are over, right? So it's time to get back on track. And it's time to get back to the gym. It's time to lose those holiday pounds. I'm sure that you're going to find a lot of your friends and family are not feeling well. They've got colds. They've got flus. They've got achy joints. They've got runny noses. They just are lethargic. And basically, it's just from having just too much of a good thing over the holidays. And it's not just once a week. It's like the holidays last like crepes. Like
they start at the beginning of December.
No, the end of November.
Absolutely.
You know, to the last week in November, people have Christmas parties.
And you know what people do? They kind of write it off. Oh, well, it's December.
Yes.
It's Christmas. And so they continuously indulge. And it's like
stop,
night after night.
And they stop going to the gym. Like I personal train, right? And my people, oh, no,
wrong.
I'm not going to do it
approach.
Over the holidays. It's
wrong
it's
approach.
The holidays now. I'm not going to do it now. I'm not going to go to the gym over the holidays because it's the holidays. Well, that's the time when you really should be doing it.
Yes. And guess what? Enter festive blimp out.
Yeah, exactly.
And depression.
Yeah. Well, it's not even blimping out. It's not so much gaining weight as it is the way you feel and being sick.
Unbelievable.
You know, I just see. And then it's the point of everybody falls ill. Okay. But the fact is these people are falling ill like for 2 and 3 weeks at a time. And then they're fine for a month and then they're getting sick again. I see that a lot.
And then when they're infected, they go into a party and they should be at home resting.
Yeah.
But they are attracted to the fun. Who isn't?
Yeah.
And they want to be with their people, and it's the Christmas party. And so they imbibe. They take in the alcohol, the sweets, the sugar.
The lack of sleep, too, is a biggie.
Sleep deprivation.
You know, and stimulation. And
let's face it, there is a time to play and there's a time to party and holidays. Yippee. Mm-hmm. But don't compromise the training. Don't compromise the diet. When I have a Christmas dinner, I'm very selective. I really enjoy what I eat. Maybe I have a little bit of dressing or whatever. However, tomorrow's another day, and every day that comes after that is just another day to feel good and look good. And so it's just sort of taken in stride. It's not like it's made out to be commercially.
Right. Well, I think what happens is, I know for me, I get addicted to the alcohol and the sweets and the heavy fatty foods. So I have to be very careful. I'm just like everybody else, so I just don't buy it. And you do become addicted after 1 month of eating and having wine or whatever, to beer every single day with your meal and having these rich, heavy meals with dessert after. It's a habit, plus you're addicted all over again.
Right.
Right?
And the nature of the beast is to indulge. It's in every living species. If you provide any living organism with a high-fat, concentrated sugar alternative to something whole and nutritious, they'll almost always go for that. And so the only way to overcome that is to use your brain and to conceptualize the negative outcome of doing what seems to be pleasurable at the moment, denying or delaying gratification, and then looking forward to feeling incredible the next day and looking good and feeling up instead of down.
Drinking a lot of water over the holidays. You know, make sure you're really well hydrated is very important, which a lot of people don't do. They forget the water.
The number one rule with health is start with hydration and water.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, so I think the thing is that now's the perfect time in the new year to get your life back on track. And sometimes you're going to have to stop and not have that glass of wine. It's not like you can never have the glass of wine or whatever it is that your poison is. I'm not saying that wine is poison, but you just have to get back on track again. And it's not going to be easy. We all have to do it, but get your butt to the gym. Even though you don't feel like going, what should sustain you is the fact is you're going to feel better.
Yes.
When it's over. All you do is you just got to get started and get back on track.
And or you could think like me and not think in terms of days
please,
and years.
Let's not start thinking like you.
But I think of time as a continuum, so I don't really see January 1st in the way that the world sees it. It's
right.
Just another day. I always think of that cow chewing the cud in a field. It's completely unaware of the fact that it's January the 1st or 18th of September. It's just another day, and it's another day to be alive, to be well, to feel good, to achieve your goals. That's
right.
How I see things.
Well, a lot of, yes, I understand. You're the cow in the
you
field.
You get caught up in
there.
this commercial aspect, which is based on marketing everything and buying everything, but not a lot of focus on preventive medicine and health.
Well, that's why a lot of people do get depressed after the holidays, because they get their visa bill, right? I mean, geez, they go, because you get caught up in the bloody moment. Oh, I got to buy this. I got to buy that. You know, you have to be really realistic. It's tough. And I was very realistic. I made Irish cream. And wasn't it good? Didn't everybody love it?
Yummy, yummy. You see, there is a time and a place.
I made my mason jar fit. I filled it up for everybody. I made bottles and bottles of it. But, I think the thing is, too, is that with the addiction aspect of it is we do become addicted after we've had the sweets and the alcohol and just the whole high energy. And then you come down after. It's really a down or depressing anticlimax sort of thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So keep on track. Get back to the gym. Do what you need to do to get into focus. Look back at your year and say, what did I accomplish last year? What do I want to accomplish this year? And maybe write it down if you need to write it down, or just say it out loud, or tell people, tell your friends, tell your family what you want to accomplish. And if you start verbalizing it, then you can make it happen. It's almost like a creative visualization.
Well, a man or woman without a goal is like a ship on the sea without a destination.
Oh, brother.
Without someone in control, it's just bound to end up on the rocks, right? You got to have a focus.
Yes, dear.
Okay, and let's end off, he said, she said, with a very positive quote. Final word.
All right. My final word is, the secret of happiness is not doing what one likes to do, but in liking what one has to do. That's by Sir James M. Barrie.